In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like a lot of people are intimidated by this whole startup entrepreneurship thing. But I feel like as long as you have a problem and you have a way to solve it, that's essentially all you need to get started on this whole journey.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
Red Bull Basement University means to me an exciting time and lots of networking.
One word that I would describe Red Bull Basement University as is inspiring, not only because you get to meet other people who are just as excited as you, but also you get to meet mentors who will inspire you for the rest of your journey, and that is one thing that I am very grateful for.
The number one thing I learned is how to work with new people in challenging situations.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Women in Tech podcast, celebrating and featuring women in tech around the world. We are over 100 countries strong, and right now we are in Toronto, Canada, with the incredible Red Bull Basement University that is absolutely innovating and inspiring and empowering people around the world to create the newest technologies and innovations. It's really incredible. I'm talking about a global community, and today we have our next woman in tech who has been able to be a part of the program. Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Magdalene Huang from Team New Zealand, and my idea is temp. I'm a student at the University of Otago studying computer science and entrepreneurship, and I'm also the leader of a club for women in STEM.
I mean, that is so cool.
Thank you.
So wait, first of all, before we go anywhere, tell me more about your club. Okay. When did you start it? Is it part of your university? How many people are in it? How often do you get together?
I actually didn't found the club. The club has existed for, let's say, around 3 years now, and I'm going to be one of the co-leaders for 2020, and I'm really excited about that. And this club is all about supporting women in STEM and, like, promoting events that are happening around, giving them support during exam time, just basically like a mental support group for women in STEM.
Do you find that all universities have this program, or is this something that we should raise to our awareness to do more of?
I think nowadays, each university would have such a club existing. Like, I know in New Zealand, each university does have such a Women in STEM club.
Where in New Zealand are you from?
So I study in University of Otago, which is in Dunedin.
Oh, Dunedin.
Yeah.
I love Dunedin. I've been to Dunedin.
Really? Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Dunedin's like one of the safest places ever.
Oh.
I remember walking around and feeling like this is nothing like Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's a love Dunedin. It is a great student town. I was going to say Christchurch, also New Zealand, has a phenomenal tech ecosystem happening.
That's right. Yeah.
And I feel like New Zealand is, it's almost the secret that a lot of tech is at Queensland. Like, there is a lot of tech happening in New Zealand, and I don't think it's on the map yet. Would you agree with that?
I would. Yeah. I actually went to high school in Christchurch, and they do have quite a big tech scene around there. And same case in Dunedin. In fact, I read somewhere that Dunedin is like the Silicon Valley of the Southern Hemisphere or something.
Do you agree with that?
I actually do, because the government is implementing a lot of new technological innovations in Dunedin, and the future is looking very promising for tech over there.
And when did you first become interested in technology?
Around when I was 14, I would say. So I had this talk in school. And it was all about encouraging females to get into tech because of how awesome of an industry it is to be in, especially as a female. And then at that time, I was in year 10, which is in my second year of high school, and it really left an impact on me. However, I didn't start off university studying computer science. I started university studying something different, but it was only this year, my second year in uni, that I decided, you know what, I should go into tech.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what have you found about that process so far? Like, how did you end up here in Toronto with Red Bull Basement University?
I ended up in Toronto because I'm the national winner for the New Zealand Red Bull Basement competition.
I mean, this is crazy. Yeah. Tell us about it. What do you win? What do you get? What was the process like to become the winner?
First of all, I had to come up with the idea. I had to make the video. And then after that, we had the voting period. We had to gather votes. And only the top five most voted videos would be in the selection pool. And from that, one video would be selected. And I'm very grateful that I've been selected as a national winner.
I remember when the Women in Tech podcast was featured on Harper's Bazaar and the different things that happened with those accolades, like pre-Harper's Bazaar and post-Harper's Bazaar. How have you found that winning has now catapulted your success?
It has definitely given me a lot of international attention, I would say, or even national attention, because previously nobody would have known about me and this idea. But then because of Red Bull Basement University, which is such an internationally and well-respected initiative, I think it has given my idea a lot of credibility.
Completely agree. I'm blown away by the program. It's so cool. Tell me a little bit about your journey. What is a huge obstacle that you've successfully overcome, and how did you overcome it?
I would say one of the biggest challenges I've found so far is the fact that I'm the only person working on this. So I'm a solo team from New Zealand. So being a solo team, you don't really have somebody to depend on. You basically have to be self-motivated and self-disciplined to get your stuff done because it's all you. So I would say that has been my biggest challenge so far. But Red Bull New Zealand has provided me with a lot of support. So I've been working with them throughout the whole development phase. And it's been pretty good so far.
And being a solo team and then winning, which is crazy, how did you win? What was the winning formula? Was it your pitch? Was it the idea? Was it your commitment? What was that secret spark that you think set you beyond all the rest?
In retrospect, I would say it's the structure of my video. So I completely animated my whole video, and I decided to set it up in such a way where I would start with the problem, the solution, and then the benefits. So I did it in quite an organized way. So I'd say that's the secret formula.
Can we see your video?
Yeah, sure.
Oh my God. Is there a way for us to link it when your episode comes out?
Yeah,
okay, so you have to send us the video and we'll link it. That's really cool. I can't wait. Wait, so did you make the animation on your own?
I did. So I used basically stop motion.
So you're one of those people where I say, is there anything you can't do? I mean, that's not easy. How did you learn how to do stop motion? I watched YouTube.
I basically just drew multiple frames. So I think I drew about 32 frames in total on this application. And then I imported all the frames onto Premiere Pro, and then I just stitched them together. And then, that's how I created the video, basically.
Had you ever done that before?
I have, yeah. I'm quite into making videos and vlogging and stuff like that.
That's super cool. I can't wait to check out your channel. I'm sure everybody else feels the same. How did you come up with the word temp? Why temp?
So because temp is short form for temporary. This whole platform was all about temporary ownership of items, right? So shortening it to temp just highlights, it symbolizes the fact that I want to make this process as simple as possible for users. And also temp sounds pretty weird, right? And I feel like weird names tend to get remembered. So yeah, that's why it's called temp.
And how did you code the app?
So it's just a prototype at the moment. So it's just a UI interface.
And you said that you're doing this solo. Mm-hmm. Who would your first hire be?
I'd say a programmer, because since it's just a prototype at the moment, I need some coding behind it.
Yeah. Where can people find you online to connect further?
I've got an Instagram page for temp, which is at temp.bu. So that's temp.bu. And I'm also on LinkedIn.
Can you spell your name for everybody?
MagdeLineHuang.
And what would you say is the best piece of advice that you've gotten so far?
Just do it.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are intimidated by this whole startup entrepreneurship thing. But I feel like as long as you have a problem and you have a way to solve it, that's essentially all you need to get started on this whole journey.
One thing I've been hearing a lot hanging out has been the constant use of the word wings. It's given me wings. It's given me wings. And, you know, it's having wings has really expanded my mind to what that means. What does Red Bull's given me wings mean to you?
Means that it has given me a lot of opportunities and a lot of support, because without this whole event, without winning this, I don't think Temp would be where it is today. It would still just be an idea, but now there's a whole prototype for it.
I love it. If there's one thing that we can do to support you as a global community, what would that thing be?
Keep an eye out for Temp. Please support Temp.
To connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech around the world, remember, go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. I'm Magdalene Huang, the founder of Temp, which is a platform where students can list and hire items from each other. And I'm based in Dunedin, New Zealand. You're listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come. The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a WeAreTech.fm production.